Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because ladies, there are so many of us that don't deem ourselves as runners when we should be proudly striding towards our own goals collectively as a force. So let me just take that out of your brain and give you the permission to call yourself a runner. Welcome everyone to Run Girl Radio. I'm Holly Dickinson, founder of Excel Strength and Conditioning, where we coach and empower female runners just like you across the world, making you faster, more knowledgeable, and set for a lifetime of injury-free running. Each week, I will be bringing you impactful information, creative solutions, and juicy running tips to get you one stride closer to your highest running self. Knowing that when curious and strong women are equipped with on-topic information and innovative solutions, there is no stopping us. Consider me your personal running coach in your back pocket. So join me and get ready to bust down some barriers, laugh at some running real talk, and get excited and energized as we have some fun finding our way together through this wonderful world of running. Welcome back, ladies. Okay, diving into today, this episode was solely inspired by all of your posted questions on Facebook, on Instagram, and my goodness, I've been answering for some people that have felt very low or felt not entitled to call themselves a runner. Now, my good friend and physio, Michaela Bennett, and I did some collaborations earlier this year on running tips for the common runner, and a recent post of hers actually made me think deeper. Why the heck do we, and more so us women, question if we are runners or not? And you guys, you're not alone in this question. So many of us try and find validation in, are we good enough? Can we call ourselves this? Are we running a faster pace? We'll dive into that in a second. But you guys are not alone. And that's where this episode comes in. I want to break down those barriers, help you feel more confident, and help you stop second guessing and self-sabotaging all of those thoughts that are running through your head, making you question if you're good enough for the game of running. Now, let me just answer that question. Yes, you are. You can be here. You can call yourself a runner. And I even feel this at times. I question my ability to not necessarily call myself a runner, but question if I'm doing good enough, which I think is what most of us can put our hands up of. Have you ever thought, I don't know if this encompasses me, but I don't feel like I can step into that club. I don't feel like I can put my foot into that group and call myself X, Y, and Z. And guys, I came into this world running from the womb. My mom, and I mean, thanks, mom. She pushed me out so hard, I broke my collarbone, and she gave me the jeans for the speed. Thanks for those Jamaican jeans from my granddad and my mama. But yes, seriously, I've always had that inkling of being the fast kid, but that related to a lot of different sports. We get to the end of high school and the options are either do this college basketball scholarship that I was offered, but I was banged up and beat up and I just chose to focus on my studies. But I did look into joining a track team. Now, I don't know if you've run with a track team before, but they are few and far between, especially when you're on the West Coast here on Vancouver Island, because the fees are a lot higher. You have to travel far and wide to find people to compete against that are not on the island and are of the caliber that you want to race sprinting around a track with. Now, with that being said, I stepped away from my sprinting career at that time and I thought, okay, we're going to play sport for fun. And that's where I joined the YMCA. I did basketball with the guys. I kept playing volleyball for fun, all of these sports for fun. And of course, I was studying it so I can be here and giving you information that is valid. So a lot of my knowledge is built up from the foundations, the form, the challenge of acceleration, top speed, the skills, the mindset behind sprinting, and the training that I was really involved in and then studied for those 4 years of my degree. That kept snowballing into once I was a trainer, once I was a strength coach in the gym, I was constantly getting the referrals for clients that were runners. Now, were these runners sprinters? No, because again, most of us aren't part of sprint track teams. We do the 5Ks, we do the 10Ks, we do the half maras, marathons, ultras, you name it. We are part of all of those competitive groups that are available to us and that communities put on as events locally in our area. And we can travel to them across the world. Maybe not right now with COVID, but they will be back. So I definitely find myself in the place where I am questioning, can I call myself a runner? If I'm a sprint coach, my love is for shorter distances. When I'm coaching people that are doing this, that are doing that, that are running every single day. So let's run through a little nice little game, okay? So I want you to play with me here. I'm gonna call out kind of probably thoughts that have been going through your head. And I'm gonna tell you that's boo hockey, and that's a lot of mental talk that we need to start switching. And some BS we need to change, okay? Here we go. So we're finishing a sentence here. I don't know if I can call myself a runner because. And then we're just gonna implement some potential thoughts that are running through your head here. Because my pace is slow. Oh my gosh, I see this all the time. Oh, my pace is only this. Is this good, guys? Question mark. Am I classified as a good runner? Your pace is your own, darling. And because, you know, you're lapping people on the couch. You're lapping your yesterday you, okay? And that's a big one. If it's running for you, then you're doing it with all the right intention. Your pace is your pace. And maybe we shouldn't be running the same pace all the time. But you can play with your own pace within your own realms. So that might be one ending to that sentence. So I don't know if I can call myself a runner because, here's another one, I haven't run at the same level that I had since before having babies. Oh my goodness. Our body has been through some turmoil. We've bounced back. We have birthed humans, grown and birthed humans. Heck, you're out there trying and you're starting again. Now, this is a big one because most of us women, we go through this transition. And in general, we all go through different phases of our life. We are all getting older. So for this one, reframe that mind. I have carried and birthed X, Y, Z, however many humans, children that you have, okay? And my body is performing for me. I am a runner after having children. Reframe that brain. Another one could be, I don't run races. So you can run races for fun and not competition and still be a runner, or you can just run for fun. You could be a runner and not be specifically after medals, specifically after that feeling of competing. Some people don't like competing. Some people don't love being in crowds. Okay, so this doesn't decipher whether you are a runner or not. You are good where you're at. I don't know if I can call myself a runner because I walk run. Usually this is at the very starting phase of getting either back into running or beginning running in the first place. This is so on the spectrum, you guys. You can call yourself a runner if you're doing walk running because this is an empowering stage to be in for your own success, for your own health. And for a lot of us, this is what we might even regress down to in our retirement. So it doesn't matter how much you're walking, how much you're running, you can call yourself a runner. I don't know if I can call myself a runner because I only run one time a week. That one's common too. Then there's no minimum or maximum that you should be placing on your head to become a runner or to be deemed a runner. I don't run every single day of the week, but sometimes we be scrolling and we see people that are doing challenges every single day. They're doing like crazy kms, kilometers, right? And you shouldn't have to feel like you put yourself in a box and call yourself not a runner just because you're doing less running in the week than someone else might be. I don't know if I can call myself a runner because I run on a treadmill. This is still running. And we're going to be going into this in a couple weeks here. But running, if that's what your body needs, is to be on a treadmill. If that's the time of year where it's either snowing and you can't run unless you wear spikes in your shoes, or if it's sweltering hot outside and the only time you have to run is midday, which is not ideal for your health in the sun, or maybe you don't have a trail that's covered, then the treadmill is your go-to. This is your thing. So heck yes. The next one is an interesting one. I don't look like a runner. Okay, then tell me what a runner looks like. Please, anybody out there, do tell me, because this is a very interesting one. And I don't know if anyone saw that same advertisement. I'm going to try and search for it, where it had the female athletes lined up right beside each other for the 2012 Olympics. And they had the female, the US, I think it was, the US females from each female sport lined up side by side. And it ranged from the shot putter that was tall and strong to the tall, slender, athletic basketball player to the really short gymnast to the, you know, and it just kept going and kept going. And I think that was a fantastic barrier breaker for this example. We don't have to look a certain way to run and to do our thing that we love to do. Sometimes we have that stereotype from the media, but I'm here to withdraw that from your mind, from your head, and place that back in, because technically I don't look like a runner. I look like a sprinter, but if you put me next to a marathon runner, So there's all sorts of types of runners too. If we were to put Usain Bolt right beside a Kenyan runner, we would probably be looking at a different body type and a different buildup, correct? So take that out of your mind. You are no longer to think about that. Let's move on. I really don't know what I'm doing. And this is a very common one. So if no one taught you how to run, no one teaches us how to walk. I mean, we all learn how to walk. We all learn how to run. Someone teaches you how to ride a bike, right? But unless you actually did athletics or track and field, no one actually taught you the specifics of running and the actual movement itself and how to make it the most efficient, how to feel. Maybe you feel awkward when you run. That's totally okay. We've all been there. But we're all beginners at some point in our journey. And it's so important to remember that. And it's totally okay if you have no clue. You're here. You're seeking information and I'm giving it out to you. So be here. Stay with me. I will give you more information as we go on how to feel more confident and how to feel like you really do know what you're doing, because we should all feel empowered with the knowledge of running. Another one, I don't know if I can call myself a runner because I don't wear a fancy watch or track my stats. Interesting one. Some people don't like numbers. There is no need to be tracking our stats unless, you know, you have a coach and you're working towards a specific goal. It's very useful to have that information. And you know what? You don't have to have a fancy watch to be having some of the basic stats. You can have a smartphone and that will track just as good. Just won't have your heart rate on there specifically. And if you're interested in improving, a coach will actually break down the stats for you. So you don't actually have to understand them. You just kind of send them to them and they'll know exactly what you're doing. So I'm here to tell you that all those things you can let go from your brain. You can be unapologetically accepting of the fact that you are a phenomenal runner in the capacity that you run, and the capacity that even if you're on your journey and you're starting or you're transitioning back into it or whatever that end of that sentence looks like, let me finish that sentence and have that confidence in your mind that you are exactly where you need to be and that you are feeling good as you're running. Also a friendly reminder that sometimes there are gray areas like competition or not competing, having seasons on and off, or multiple sports. Again, like if you're in the off season of your running, maybe it's more beneficial that you're swimming or doing your fun activities with your family before you get back into your running season again. It's totally okay for us to have those undulating fluctuations of running and not running. It's totally healthy for your body. But sometimes we find ourselves questioning if we're even in that league because we're not doing that certain thing. We're not tracking those stats. We're not running. We're walk running. We had babies and we're trying to get back into it. We have a slower pace than what we see everyone posting their great running days looking like. So let go of all of that. So I want you to write your affirmation. I am a runner right here where I am with how I am deciding to show up. It is my decision to call myself a runner, and nobody can take that away from me or make me feel like I'm undeserving of that title that I proudly choose to use. So ladies, move forward with that feeling, okay? You are doing fantastically right where you are, stepping forward one step at a time in that running body that you have, okay? So feeling good, let's stride into the week. And I look forward to hearing from all of you on Instagram at Excel Strength Conditioning. Feel free to DM me. Let me know which one of these you've been maybe cycling in your brain, calling yourself not a runner, and how you've reframed it. I want to know your new verbiage and I want to know your new affirmation with how you're reminding yourself that you are in fact a runner and X, Y, and Z can't take away from that. Okay? I will see you ladies next week for our next episode of Run Girl Radio. Keep it up and keep those smiles on your face.